It's time again for Health Talk on KFAR Radio. 30 minutes of healthy conversation about practical ways to improve your quality of life. Now, from the all-new White Spruce Medical, here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Health Talk. My name is Dr. Scott Looper. I'm your host today as we talk about health, how to get it, and how to keep it. With me today is Carolina Preby. Carolina practices at Revive Medical Spa here in Fairbanks. She specializes in lifestyle and weight management. And today we're going to talk about promoting health and losing weight. Carolina, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's really great to be here today.
Excellent. So, Carolina, tell us about what you do. I want to know about your clinic and, you know, kind of give an overview of how the operation works.
Absolutely. So I started practicing here in Fairbanks back in 2015, and initially I was doing primary care and women's health. And about 2 years into my practice here in Fairbanks, I started exploring other options to practice medicine. And obesity management and health promotion was one of the fields that really drew my attention to, because I wanted to see how I can help patients to improve their health, their overall daily schedules, and their daily patterns so they can feel better and they can have more energy. And so with that, I started initially practicing at my primary care practice and seeing patients for weight management and promotion of health. And the practice started growing. And I finally decided this year that I wanted to open my own practice where I can strictly focus on promotion of health and weight loss to help patients lead healthier and happier lives.
That's excellent. You know, it's nice when you figure something out, you get good at something and you get that success and people start talking about it and it grows, and then it creates the opportunity for you to open up your own operation, and then you get to kind of set things up the way you like and you have the right kind of stuff and your people all trained up. It's a fabulous point to be in a career when you're putting things together. So Carolina, I am delighted that you're doing this. This is success. This is a big step forward. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a very busy and stressful journey, but it's very rewarding.
There's that. It's like, really? We have to buy one of those too?
Exactly.
Oh, what's another couple of grand, right? Yeah, I know the life for sure. There's no doubt about it. But here's the thing I'm interested in, because you and I have worked together before and we've shared patients, and so we have a history going back, and I've always held you in very high regard. You've always been smart and compassionate and helpful with people, and you wouldn't do anything if it wasn't going to be effective in work. So now I'm really curious, what are you doing? How are you helping people? Tell us about the program.
Absolutely. So I was trained by Obesity Medicine Association, which is one of the biggest organizations here in the United States that strictly specializes in obesity management. And after my training, I started seeing patients for obesity management, helping them lose weight, and then once they lost their weight, helping them with maintenance therapy. And so I take into the consideration the person's health. But it's not only their physical health, it's also their mental health, their daily lifestyle, their family's health, because all of that impacts what they do every day, what they eat every day, how they move every day. So all of that is very important to evaluate, to determine what barriers the patients are facing every day, so then I can help to guide them through those barriers and show them how to get better and healthier and how to lead a healthier lifestyle without worrying about different diseases coming up, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, prediabetes. So I want patients to kind of explore their own lives in a healthy way and teach them how to keep that up.
Yeah, so I find that people who, you know, by just the way they grew up, or they kind of fall into a pattern of life, get into a situation where things don't work, and they worked before, kind of, but as you get older, things fall apart, and they get, you know, they put on a bunch of weight, they get tired, and they also get diabetes, and they also get prediabetes, and they also get hypertension, and they also have a higher chance of getting cancer and dying of stroke and heart attacks and a bunch of other stuff. Ugh, it's all piled on thick. But the thing is that people get into these patterns, and they're just trying to do the best they can. They're trying to feel better. And, you know, macaroni and cheese really helps your mood. I'm not kidding you. It really does. Except it comes at a cost. Okay, one more thing. I got a question, but here's the other thing I got to say right off the bat, because I know I got people listening are going to be thinking, oh, yeah, losing weight. It's inescapable. It's calories in, calories out. You eat less, you exercise more, you lose weight. Huh? Guess what? That is not true. It is absolutely not true. Now, Carolyn, you may have another opinion on this, but I want to tell you the fact of the matter. It is not true. It does not work that way. There's a zillion people who eat hardly anything and they gain weight. And there's other people who eat tons of stuff and they lose weight. It is not calories in and calories out.
That is, you are absolutely correct about that. And this is why the additional training I did with Obesity Medicine Association was pretty much opened the gates for my knowledge as far as how to approach patients that struggle and how to properly evaluate them and truly determine what are the causes of their weight gain or when they struggle with weight loss or other health problems, and really get down to the bottom of those problems and help them through healthy lifestyle, through different approaches, sometimes through medication, to help them truly reverse that vicious cycle and get them on the right pathway.
Good.
So absolutely, it's not just calories in, calories out. That doesn't work. We've tried that numerous times, unfortunately. That just does not work for us anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. So, I mean, if it worked, I'd say let's do that. But it doesn't. It literally doesn't. Some people lose weight, but lots of people don't lose an ounce. They exercise like a fiend. I cannot tell you how many times people have shown up at my practice and say, don't tell me to exercise, Dr. Looper. I exercise for 90 minutes every day hard, and I'm still overweight.
Absolutely. And this is why I do a very detailed evaluation of their whole entire daily schedule, entire cycle of the eating pattern, their movement, their sleep schedule, everything. It takes on average about 1 hour to evaluate a patient fully for me to understand what their background is. So it is a lengthy process. It's also a lengthy process to go through all the steps. But I have to say I've had numerous patients go through it with amazing results that now are able to maintain the weight loss and their healthy lifestyle, and they feel better, they have more energy. And it's a very rewarding job for me when I see those results like that. So it is possible. It does take some work, and it's not just an easy, you know, day-by-day plan, but it's definitely rewarding when you look at I'm getting healthier, and now maybe I don't have to take my blood pressure medication anymore because I don't have high blood pressure anymore.
Yeah.
Or maybe my cholesterol is normal now. So it's definitely a lengthy process, different approach, but it's been tried. It's been researched. This is a medical, you know, evidence-based practice. So this has all been researched in medicine. And so I know the plan works. It's just a matter of making sure the plan is individualized to every single patient to what their needs are.
So one of the things we have to be careful about on this show is not to talk shop. We get two doctors together and they start talking shop and you lose everybody. Having said that, let's take a moment to talk a little shop, because I'm curious as to what are the obstacles that you're finding with your patients. Let me throw a couple possibilities out. What you're finding is that people's insulin levels are too high or too low. They come kind of an insulin problem, or their leptin levels, they get leptin resistance, or they get something like that. So tell me some of the things that you're focused on, that you're trying to discover in your hour-long intake or the labs that you do? Kind of ideas, strategies, common problems that people have, things like that.
Absolutely. So ideally, we do want to have a baseline of labs on a patient to see if there are any metabolic endocrine issues going around. For example, insulin resistance is actually a big one. I find it a lot in a lot of patients, even early insulin resistance, which won't show up on the normal labs that we usually drew, you know, on a regular patient. So there are definitely different you know, labs that we want to check before we start the patient on the journey, because that will dictate exactly, you know, how their dietary habits need to change, possibly if they need any type of medication or different supplements. So we definitely do a more background evaluation, medical evaluation first, to see if we're fighting any other disorders. Cholesterol is another very common one, and high triglycerides levels. So there are definitely a big evaluation that comes with the initial visit, because then we know exactly what we're facing and we can steer the patient in the right direction.
Yeah, the labs are really helpful at finding people who have insulin resistance. And people have insulin resistance, what it means is their insulin doesn't work as well, and so their body makes more insulin. And my understanding of insulin over the years of kind of looking at it is what it really is a weight gain hormone. It helps us to gain weight. That's its purpose.
Yes.
Any extra sugar in your system gets packed away for a rainy day, except for that rain day never comes. We don't starve anymore.
Exactly. This is why I check. Usually it's a standard lab that I draw insulin level, because if I find early insulin resistance, we can really reverse that process a lot easier than waiting for somebody to actually become a diabetic. So I try to get all these labs done and then go from there.
Yeah, you could catch it early. The cholesterol kind of starts going up, triglycerides go up, the A1C will be high side of normal. Sometimes liver enzymes go up a little bit. There's this picture. Also, they tend to be thick around the middle. So there's a definite look to folks, like almost to the point where I can kind of see them sitting, you know, waiting in the waiting room, kind of pick them out. Here's another shop talk thing, and you don't have to answer this because you may never do it, but we occasionally do a oral glucose challenge test, and that'll bring up people who have kind of a borderline problem. It's usually a test that's just used for pregnant ladies, and it's really fallen off in terms of popularity to use at a regular clinic. Do you ever use it? Do you have any opinion on it?
I personally don't use it. Usually we just do the lab draw and check their glucose, insulin, and A1C levels, and then also liver and all the other panels. But no, we don't use the...
Yeah, every once in a while, somebody will come along and you know they have a problem, except for it doesn't show in the labs, but you don't want to treat them just based on a hunch. You know, same for us. We, you know, we're evidence-based. I need evidence. I can't fix it unless it's broken. It's a pretty good test. People don't usually think of it. Again, too much shop talk. Let's steer the conversation towards the practical solutions to the problems. Let's say, for the sake of just conversation here, that somebody does have an insulin resistance, that whatever they eat is like almost instantly packed away into fat. They can hardly eat anything and they can't lose any weight. What do you do to fix it?
So I would look, so usually I will tell my patients to start keeping a food diary, and I want to know every single thing that they eat or drink over time of about 2 weeks to a month. And then I want them to bring me either their electronic device or whatever, however they track their food intake. And then we sit down and review it. And we identify problem foods or drinks in their diet that might be contributing to the insulin resistance. And then we try to come up with alternative solution. So what I usually find with my patients, and this goes for all the other different fad diets also, it's when you totally restrict something out of somebody's diet, it's really hard, especially if they've been doing that for such a long period of time. So I sit down with them and I would rather do healthier alternatives. So finding something that they will still enjoy, still will give them pleasure, but it's a healthier alternative option. And so this is why the appointments usually take longer, because we truly do a very deep evaluation of their dietary intake. And we do that for every single meal, all the drinks, whatever they do during the day. So, you know, I've seen some amazing results when we simply do that, substitute the problem foods with the alternative healthier foods. And within 3 to 6 months, I've seen some amazing results in patients.
We've seen the same kind of thing. The way I think about it is, it's not a matter of being good. It's a matter of setting up a system. Because if you're going to be good, you're only going to be good for a certain amount of time. Eventually, you're going to be bad.
Right.
But if you set up a system to where you just, it's where you live. You don't have to think about it so much. It's just kind of how things are. You go to the cupboard, you get food out, you eat, right? And you get the system set up, and then it runs itself. It turns out to be an easy thing to do. So here's the thing. I'm curious as to what kind of things that people commonly, you know, kind of bad foods that people are eating or craving or something, and what are some of the more healthy alternatives, things that you see, maybe, you know, something you've seen recently in a patient?
Sure. So number one is liquid sugar, and that will come with sodas, juices, anything that has added sugar into it. So usually if somebody is a soda drinker, I would recommend for them to start weaning themselves off of the soda and substituting it with sparkling water. It can be flavored water if they want the flavor, but and if they like the carbonation, because a lot of soda drinkers, it's hard for them to just stop soda and just drink plain water, because there's also that craving for carbonation for them. So I usually say, okay, then substitute it with carbonated water first. You don't have to just drink plain water. If it's the carbonation that you crave, okay, that's fine. Drink the sparkling water. And I've had a lot of patients be able to stop soda drinking and transition to carbonated water. So same with other high sugar beverages, also different coffees have a lot of sugar in them, you know, and up to 500 calories or more in different coffees. So then we, you know, discuss what would be a better, they can still have their coffee, but what would be a better alternative to add to that coffee that is not going to make it a totally high sugar drink. And so those are very common things that I see initially when I evaluate patients is the liquid calories. Second one would be probably fast food is the second most common one. And then we discuss other healthier options. If they're somebody that's on the go and has to stop or has to have on-the-go food, we discuss different options that could be a better alternative for them versus stopping at a fast food place.
Like what?
I give them recipes for to make, like pre-make their foods for, you know, healthy wraps, or there's a meal prep place now that will prep your food for you and you just pick it. You have to pay for it, but you just pick it up and they make breakfast and lunch and dinner options. So
yeah, talk about healthy fast food. That's how to do it. Really?
Exactly. So if you don't want a meal prep, there will be somebody, you know, there's somebody here that will do it for you. You will have to pay for it. But you have to pay for the fast food, too. So I would rather pay for the healthy option, you know, an actual breakfast that you can eat versus stopping at a fast food place. So there are options here in town for people that are on the go that don't have the time to sit at home and cook their meals.
And the nice thing about that is when people do this for a few days or a week, they find themselves feeling better. Their energy's better. Their
yes.
head's clearer. That fog that they were walking around in gets lifted off, and it's like, wow, this is working. I like this. And they go way in, and they're down a pound or two. It's fabulous to do this. It's nice because the benefits come fast, and and as you've done it for 2 or 3 weeks, it settles in and just becomes like the new normal. So, Caroline, we got to take a break. I forgot about the break. So let's do a break right now. We'll do more of the health talk here in a moment.
Don't give up. Good health is possible. We'll be back with more health talk.
One in four people will have heartburn this week. One in six suffer from irritable bowel. Thousands more suffer from diseases caused by gut dysfunction and poor digestion. The good news is relief is here. I'm Dr. Scott Looper. My colleagues and I are experts in the effective treatment of gastrointestinal diseases. We are waiting to see you at White Spruce Medical. Call us to make an appointment. Located in the Steis Medical Center here in Fairbanks. Treating the core, living the cure. White Spruce Medical.
When you have an opinion.
In my opinion.
Do you have a new opinion or do you have the same opinion you had before?
A question.
Let me start with question number one.
Here's my question.
Whether you agree.
My compliments to your guests on their accuracy of the statements they've made.
Or disagree.
Oh yeah, you guys think you know.
You guys don't have any idea what you're talking about.
This is your source for news.
This is rocket science and things do happen on this stuff.
And conversation.
It's real and it's fantastic.
From the supermarket to the stock market, follow the business news you can use daily on News Talk 660 KFAR.
Now, more health talk on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Scott Looper.
So welcome back to Health Talk. I'm here with Carolina Preeby. Carolina practices at Revive Medical Spa here in Fairbanks, and she specializes in helping people lose weight and helping people to live healthy. And we've been talking about kind of the I don't know, tricks of the trade, I guess, in terms of how to make a change in people's lives. One of the things you mentioned was getting all healthy alternatives to sugar water, either in the form of soda or juice. Another one is to helping people with fast food. Basically, the solution to fast food or the soda water one is drink things that taste good that don't have sugar in them. There you go. And the other the fast food one I love, which is, I love this, eat food. Turns out your craving for fast food goes down a lot if you're not hungry. Excellent. Well done. I like that. Now, Carolina, I have a question about cravings, because this is one that I suffer with and lots of people do. I'll eat a healthy dinner, and then after dinner, a little while later, I'm thinking, I wish I had something a little sweet. Like my dessert stomach is empty. My regular stomach is full and fine, but I still got this craving thing. So what's your ideas to do about that?
So it's okay if somebody has cravings like that to have a healthy snack at the end of the day. What you don't want, why don't we want to have high sugar snack is because it's a lot of calories and a lot of sugar we're not going to use because we're going to go to bed. So our body doesn't need that excess sugar because it's not needed at that time. So healthier alternatives would be vegetables would be preferred because they actually have less sugar than some fruit. Fruit would be another option. One thing I always tell my patients is to make sure they drink plenty of water with dinner and after dinner, because that will occupy space in their stomach as well and will make them fuller without the calories. And so I try to use water as a aid for patients that have issues with cravings or eating too much. So I try for them to at least with meals, have at least 1 to 2 cups of water to fill that space. And so for a lot of patients, that actually works well. If they start drinking more water with meals, usually what they would tell me when they come back to see me for a follow-up is my cravings are less and less and they're starting to go away. I don't feel as hungry anymore. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of times what I find is when I'm hungry, I'm not. I'm actually thirsty.
Right.
And that's really, yeah. If I drink something, I'm fulfilling the true need I have. Now, if you eat food, there's some moisture in it. And when it metabolizes, it releases more moisture. So you can actually get water by eating eventually. But you always get a bunch of calories to go along with it.
Yes. And so that's how I try to retrain people that have the same issue you're having, is those cravings. You're not necessarily hungry anymore because you had a really good dinner, but now you're just craving something. And so that's been my personal substitute as well. I used to be a soda drinker and a nighttime snacker. And so that's how I trained my body. And I enjoy a sparkling water at nighttime now, and instead of eating food or snacks.
So you still get a treat. It just happens to be a treat that doesn't lead to weight gain.
Exactly, because I enjoy the carbonation and I enjoy cold water. So I still, it's still a, you know, a pleasant experience without the calories. So
let me throw a suggestion out too. I had a show, actually a couple shows over the years, from Jenny Tse. She owns Sipping Streams. It's a tea company. They sell tea.
Yes.
And she has fabulous teas. I mean, I've had green tea before and it tastes like grass and it's not very good. And I don't know why anybody would drink it. It's like, blah. But I never had real green tea until somebody eventually showed me like good green tea, and I got a taste for it. And it turns out we have a treasure here in Fairbanks. We have this fabulous person who knows a zillion things about tea. I went over there and consulted with Jenny, and she set me up with three teas that I love and I enjoy. And so I get a treat, and like an amazing treat, you know, whenever I want. And I kind of rotate through them. And two are green, and one's actually officially not green. It's oolong. It's kind of partially fermented, so it brings out some of the flavors. And they're all fabulous. And they're healthy. I get you know, a teeny little bit of caffeine, so I get a little lift. Not enough to keep me from sleeping at night. But the flavors are fabulous, and, you know, it works really well. So, again, I sound like I have stock in Jenny's company. I don't, I swear. I get nothing for this. I just wanted to tell everybody that it's really good. Okay.
Right.
So we're getting closer to the end of the show. Any other, you know, kind of tips or tricks or things that you want to keep people to keep in mind in terms of how to set up these healthy lifestyle and how to lose weight?
Absolutely. So just like with anything in life, just having a thought of, I want to do something, I'm going to do something, is not enough. You have to actually make a plan and start doing it. And so if you're not capable of doing it yourself, if it's hard for you to come up with that good plan, there's many specialists and there's many providers out there that will gladly help you to get on the right pathway. Once you find your pathway and you start going on this journey, it becomes easier. And usually what I find is people, once they start losing weight and feeling better, they have more energy. So then they start moving more. And it's just their progression escalates because of it. So what I would encourage everybody, if you've ever, you know, wanting to a change, to do a simple change in your life for the better, then set realistic goals. It might be, if you're a soda drinker, for example, okay, I'm going to actually stop drinking soda. So I'm going to start buying sparkling water or whatever it is that's going to give you pleasure without the calories. And make it a plan, make it a goal, and stick with it.
So
they find that the hardest thing for people is that first step. Once they take that first step and realize, okay, I can do this, this is realistic, and I can be successful in it, then it's easier for them to take the second and third and fourth. So it's always that first step. And this is why some of them need professional help. But what I encourage everybody is to make that goal, but don't be just, you know, a goal that you write on the wall. Make a plan of how you're going to get there.
So I want to reiterate what you said, except I'm going to say it in a different way, which is, if you really want to get a breakthrough, you really want to lose weight and keep it off, then you need to go consult with someone. If you are willing to go set some time aside, go sit across from someone, go through this intake process, search around for what the real problems are, your chance of success skyrockets. If you're willing to make these changes and then work them through and let them settle and get them to be a normal part of your life, you can lose the weight and you can keep it off. And you know, the funny thing is, it's not really a diet. What it is a lifestyle. You're learning how to live. That's what you're actually doing. Carolina, thank you for doing the work you do. I am delighted that you've opened up your clinic and you're helping people. Again, where are you located? How can people come sign up and be part of this?
Our clinic is located in the Mountain View Medical Center building on the first floor. So you can either come in person, you can give us a call if you're interested. We're gladly scheduling for initial consultation with me. I am taking new patients right now. So we're also online. You can find us on Facebook under Revive Medical Spa, and you can contact us through Facebook as well. So I'll be happy to, if you have any questions and you're not sure if the program is for you, you can also call or message us. I will gladly get in touch with you and explain to you what's going on and, you know, how the process looks like. So please reach out. I'm here to help. I would love for Fairbanks community to get healthier and happier and better.
Excellent. So that's Revive Medical Spa. Thank you, Carolina Preby. I appreciate you being a guest. I want to let everybody know this has been Health Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Scott Looper, Medical Director of White Spruce Medical, located at the Steese Medical Center here in Fairbanks, where we treat gastrointestinal diseases like irritable bowel, gastritis, stuff like that. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay in touch.
You've been listening to Health Talk on KFAR Radio, brought to you by White Spruce Medical in the Steese Medical Center. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to the archives page for more Health Talk. Local stories, local programs, local news, local talk radio. We are KFAR.